This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, another week and another couple of riots and another big trade show canceled. Things are normal. BJ Colleen here with us for a little bit. BJ, thanks for being on. And my gosh, the Consumer Electronics Show has been canceled now. Oh my gosh.
You know, a lot of things hurt when they cancel, but to cancel a show that's not even due here for another 6 months is just painful. Maybe they just want to take a year off, but I guess because they have so many international visitors, it's just crazy. So it's probably for the best, but the SEMA show is still on as of right now, but we'll see if they cancel that too.
As of right now, keywords. Yeah, it's a strange time in this perilous world that we're in right now. And I don't know that there's a whole lot that can be done about it other than to try your best to sift through. Let me say it like this. Have you ever gotten your big 1 gallon container of white sugar out to make cookies and it's full of ants?
Yes. Ooh, awful. And not for a while. But yeah.
You're so desperate for those cookies that you're willing to sift through it and get all the ants out and try your best to, you know, and that's what has to happen with the news these days. It's like you're desperate for news, but it's all full of stinky ants, you know?
You got to look at the news on your phone. That way you can pick and choose what you want to watch and not what they're trying to feed you. So, and to keep your mind straight and not in a bout of depression, don't even watch the news at all.
I know the best thing to do is get outside and work in your garden or work on your car. That's a great idea. I've been doing that quite a bit lately, and I'm telling you what, man, whew, I've probably worked more on my cars and things like that in the last 6 months than I have in the last 10 years, maybe 20 years. By the way, since we talked last, my buddy Regis died. Did you know that? You knew that.
I know. I'm so sad.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what. You know, and I hadn't seen him in a couple of years. And actually, I tried reaching out to him about 6 months ago or so. No, it was a little longer than that. Let's see. When was it? It might have been 8 months ago. It was before all this corona crap came up. Anyway, I sent him an email because I have his email address. And he didn't respond. And I thought, maybe he's busy. And then I called and left a message, and he didn't respond. But I had no idea that he was, you know, that he was having a tough time. Speaking of Regis Philbin, by the way, everybody, I heard on Good Morning America or something from Kathy Lee, because it used to be Regis and Kathy Lee, then it was Regis and Kelly, and so on and so forth. But that she said that for the last 6 months that he hadn't been, his wife's Joy said that he hadn't been laughing. He hadn't been very happy at all. And the last time that that Joy heard him laugh was when they were together for lunch with Kathy Lee. And it was really sad. Truthfully, I was sad, but I hadn't really felt any emotion really quite that bad until I saw Kelly Ripa talking about him and Kathy Lee and a few of the people that I knew from doing the show for these last 20 years. And then I started feeling like, golly, you know, he's gone. Because he was a bigger than life character, you know?
I think he spent more time on TV.
Yeah, live television. Right.
Live television than anybody else.
Yeah, he's impressive. In the Guinness Book of World Records.
Amazing. Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway, the thing that I did on that show, by the way, was talk about new cars every year for a week. And this year we didn't do it because of the stupid Chinese coronavirus. And but that's what this show is about, is talking about cars. What are you going to talk about today? We'll take a break and talk about it when we come back.
Sounds good. I'm going to be talking about the Lexus IS350 four-door sedan.
Okay, and I've got two trucks to talk about. I've got a Ranger, the new Ranger, and the new GMC Sierra with that inline six-cylinder diesel engine. I loved it. Anyway, we're going to take a little break. This is The Drive, and our show is brought to you in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. We appreciate the sponsorship. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. The sky comes falling down for you. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Well, you are listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. My buddy BJ Colleen is on the line, the voice of reason in my world. Thank you for being my buddy, BJ.
As always, I can't even remember where we met or when we met. It's just been a long time. I know that.
It's been a long time and inseparable we have been. I do love you. You're a good friend, and we got to take inventory of who we truly have in our lives that are people that we love and appreciate, and you're one of them for me, so thank you.
And feelings mutual.
Thank you. Okay, so cool. Lexus IS350, is it a sedan? What is it? Because I'm having a brain fart. I can't remember even what this is.
Oh, with everybody using alphanumerics, I don't blame you.
I know.
This is Lexus is actually their entry luxury sedan, entry level. They have an IS, an ES, a GS, and an LS. And this is the IS. This is the one that you can get into at a reasonable amount, reasonable for luxury. It starts about $38,000. That's the IS300. There's actually 9 models in the IS lineup. So it's pretty packed. My model had the top of the line. And, you know, by the way, they always give the journalists the top of the line model so you can experience all the technology and the features. And not just to say, hey, we want you to have the top of the line model. It's just to make you have the availability to try everything out. So my IS was an IS350, a little bit bigger engine, the F Sport Black Line, and it's $48,000 by the time out the door with a delivery, $50,000, $50,940, so almost $51,000. So it's not an inexpensive car.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to point out that this car, it's a little long in the tooth. They started it in 2013. It's 2020. They have a fairly decent redesign version for 2021. The interior is different, exterior styling is different. Same engine, it's a 3.5 liter V8 with 311 horsepower that we have in this one in the 350.
That thing must scoot.
Yeah, but this one you can tell it's showing its age. It still had a foot brake, you know, where you have to put your foot on the brake, the emergency brake, whereas everybody now has electronic brakes and hollow holes. You know, it's funny what you don't realize. Well, I haven't seen a foot brake in years.
I know, right?
Yeah, but the new one, they changed it. It's got electric brakes, so you need that. But this car is actually pretty nice. It's a lot of money. To me, it's a little bit overpriced, especially because I got out of that Hyundai Sonata, which at $35,000 is every bit as nice as this vehicle, just without the luxury nameplate on it. But again, the power is good. It doesn't hold up as well as like a BMW or something, a little bit more horsepower, a little bit more grunt. The F Sport really just started out as a appearance package, but they've kind of added a little bit to it because I think everybody was complaining that really you're calling F Sport and you're just making appearance things on it. So the F Sport package on the Blackline Edition was another $3,800, but it got you, you know, 18-inch 5-spoke alloy wheels. You got a different finish. You got a new luxe leather seat, but they did add some performance in. So they included F Sport suspension tuning and adaptive variable suspension and limited slip rear differential. Basically, without going into full detail, it improves the handling of the vehicle. And overall, the Lexus was pretty nice. Like I said, it definitely looks a little older inside. It had that mouse that you touched and it jumped all over the screen. It's not a touch screen, and they updated that. But driving-wise, it still feels pretty good. It's solid. It's a Lexus, which means it's going to be quiet, which means it's going to have a good ride down the road. The steering is good. You've got different drive modes that you can use. There's a Sport and a Sport Plus. But again, if you're going to buy a vehicle that has different drive modes and has a Sport Plus mode, you need to know what's being turned on and off, because sometimes the Sport Plus modes will turn off the traction control. So if you think that you know how to drive and you're going to go to a track or you want to take it out on some mountain roads, you have to know what the vehicle is doing as you put it in a Sport or Sport Plus mode. And usually it changes the transmission. It'll change the transmission shift points. It'll change the way the steering feels. It'll adjust the suspension to stiffen up the ride a little bit. But you need to know, is it taking off traction control? What's it doing with stability control? So all these things are important to keep in mind. Obviously, it's a Lexus, so there's a lot of safety features, but the new model is going to have almost all of the advanced driving systems that are more semi-autonomous, which is good.
Right.
All in all, it's a fairly decent vehicle. Like I said, it is getting a little bit long in the tooth, but if you like the way Lexus vehicles drive and handle, and I do, I think they're pretty solid vehicles. And they did improve the chassis overall on the newer model. And truthfully, I can't wait to get in the 2021 to do a back-to-back comparison. But it's a pretty nice vehicle overall. Just to me, it's a little bit pricey for what you're getting on this one. The next one, I think, will have more value to it because you will be getting all the safety features that you can get on a $35,000 Hyundai now. So I like it, but I would wait for the new one personally.
I mean, when they change from one generation to the next, sometimes it's pretty dramatic. Mm-hmm. And in this day and age, when you're talking about this one, there's going to be a lot of things different about the new one, which, like you said, people will hold them and wait and see what the new one's like. All right. Thank you, Toyota, for letting us drive the Lexus. I shouldn't say Toyota. Lexus for letting us drive the IS350. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some trucks. Change gears. We'll be right back. I'll get him hot.
Show him what I've got. Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
And BJ Colleen joining us. All right, so BJ, I want to start out by, we're talking about trucks now, by telling you my story about my new truck, all right?
Okay.
So, and the trucks we're going to talk about are the 2020 Ranger Super Crew 4x4 with a 5-foot box, XLT, 2.3-liter EcoBoost engine. So that's one of them. Price tag of about $42,800. Yes, I
see. And that's a midsize.
Right.
Not full size.
$42,000. Okay. And then the other one is the GMC 2020 GMC Sierra 1500 four-wheel drive crew cab. And the package is, of course, AT for Alan Taylor, the AT4. And it has this absolutely awesome engine in it. Hold on. I'm getting my magnifying glass because it's so small. There's so much information on here. First of all, the AT4 premium package is $3,355.
What do you get?
Well, you get, you know, universal home remote system on it, rear sliding power window. When you talk about a sliding rear power sliding window, those aren't cheap. I mean, these little, you just keep on adding these things up, you know. GMC premium infotainment system with navigation, 8-inch diagonal HD color touchscreen, voice recognition, Bluetooth. But a lot of this sounds like the kind of stuff you get on almost everything these days.
I know.
Wireless charging, which I really like. Front and rear park assist. All trucks pretty much have that at this point. Lane change alert with side blind zone alert. Now, that's good. Rear cross traffic alert, 6-inch black rectangular assisted steps. Those are nice. Goodyear Wrangler DuraTrack tires, yada, yada, yada. But the big thing, is this new Duramax 3-liter six-cylinder, inline six-cylinder turbo diesel engine. And it's only $2,495. So we're talking $2,500 extra for this fantastic, quiet. I mean, I remember your cat, Rusty, would sit and purr. That cat was louder than this truck. It's so quiet, it is not even funny. I'm like, where in the world do you find a diesel engine that is that quiet? Fantastic. Then it had the technology package, $2,125. HD surround vision camera, rear camera, mirror. Yeah, I mean, it's on and on and on. Trailer, camera, provisions, multicolor head-up display. Oh, that was nice on the windshield. Multicolor 8. And I'm looking through a magnifying glass, you guys, because the font is like 2. It's they have to put so much information.
Alan, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, people don't really still understand the benefits of diesel. Why would you get a diesel truck over a regular truck, regular internal combustion engine truck?
Well, it depends on what you're going to do with it. Because first of all, right now, it used to be that diesel cost less than gasoline. And in this world today, unless you have a farm, and you're not supposed to use farm diesel because it's even a different color in your trucks, you're supposed to use it for your tractors. But diesel costs more than gas. So all of a sudden, there's kind of interesting trade-offs there because some of these gasoline engine trucks will get 25 miles to the gallon, and this one shows 24 miles to the gallon combined, 26 city, 22 highway. But I'm telling you what, you can get 28 and 29 miles to the gallon out of this thing. You can tow 7,000 pounds. It's a half ton, actually 7,100 pounds. But diesel is just a different animal. First of all, they last longer. And I say that, and I realize while I'm saying that, that today's engines go for 250,000 miles without even belching once. They just do it, you know? And it used to be that you'd have to have a diesel engine to get, you know, a 250,000 miles out of a internal combustion engine. But a diesel has more torque. So if you're going to tow, torque is what pushes you back into your seat when you push your foot on the gas. So you want torque when you're going to tow. If you're going to tow and you only want a half ton because you like the ride of a half ton, this is kind of a heavy half ton. With a nice diesel engine, you can still tow a decent amount. Like if you had a Bobcat, you know, a little tractor or something that you towed around from job to job because you're a contractor, or you towed a trailer that was a dump trailer and you're going to fill it full of gravel and take it to the job site, you need usually a 3/4 or 1 ton. But this thing, 7,000 pounds is a ton of weight. This thing in a half ton will do it, and it'll do it effortlessly, I'll tell you. It was a very nice truck. Very, very nice. That new tailgate thing that they have, which all I can tell you is you got to experience it. I'm not even sure what they call it. There's so much information on here. I'm looking for it, and I should have highlighted it.
It's the one where you can do different configurations with it, right?
Yes, and I'm trying to find out what they call it. But it does like 25 different things. You push a button, and it's like Inspector Gadget. It turns into an airplane. I mean, it's like amazing. I let my wife drive this thing to go to Home Depot, and she fell in love with it. She was like, that tailgate is amazing. So all of a sudden, she's a truck gal. She's like, I love this. It's huge inside. It's comfortable. It's quiet. It does everything. And here's my wife selling me this truck. Now, I just bought a GMC truck, right? The only difference is mine is a 1998 GMC one ton. And I got to tell you about it. You mind? Can I tell you about it?
I love hearing about trucks all the time.
43,000 original miles. It spent most of its life in an airplane hangar in San Diego. Rich guy owned it, used it to, you know, just have a truck. Didn't really use it as a truck. But anyway, the difference between driving a 2020 and a 1998 was, well, I'll tell you about it on the other side. See, that's called a hook to make you guys hang on. Anyway, and then I want to talk about the Ranger. Don't go anywhere. This is The Drive. I love the GMC with that new Duramax six-cylinder engine. Love it to death. We'll be right back.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, thanks to Subaru for sponsoring our show. Love it. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. And wonderful machines. Fantastic. All you got to do is ask somebody that owns one. That's the best part. I love sponsors like that where the vehicle, you know, the owners are the best salespeople of those vehicles. So BJ Colleen joining us. BJ, I have this 2020 Sierra 1500, and the other day I saw advertised a 1998 GMC Sierra 1-ton, 3500, four-wheel drive, loaded, 43,000 original miles, and I was like the first guy there. I just happened to open Facebook Marketplace, and just I was waiting for somebody, and boom, there it was. I called. I texted and they're like, yes. And I go, can I come see it right now? And they're like, can you wait a half an hour? I'm like, yes, but I'll be there in 30 minutes. I'm right down the street. And I showed up and they're like, well, you're the first guy that's looking at it. I said, I'm the first guy that's going to buy it too. I actually offered them more than they wanted for it. When does that happen? Yes, because it had a stupid camper on it and they wouldn't sell it without the big camper thing. And so the guy bought it from this, an attorney owned it. So now the attorney owns it and he buys a big overhead camper for it. He's got five kids and he realizes I really need a motorhome. So he's had it all outfitted with this big stupid camper, 11-foot Fleetwood cab over camper. And so I just want the truck. I'm like, dude, how much? I'll just buy the truck. And anyway, they're like, nope. So I had to buy the whole damn thing from him just to get the truck. Now I'm selling the camper, and that's a whole nother story. But
I was going to say, what are you doing with the camper?
I've got to tell you, I feel like somebody has amputated my arms and my feet.
Why?
Because my truck that I just sold, I had a Ram 3500, 1-ton, four-wheel drive, dually, diesel. It had everything. It had Uconnect. It had backup camera. It had all these things I just described on this GMC with the, you know, safety this and safety that, and makes noises if you're getting close to something, and, you know, just all the conveniences of today's cars. And it was a 2017, right? So, but
it's not that old.
It's not that old, right? But it had all that stuff. So the new one I got is a 98, 22 years old, but it looks like it's been in a hermetically sealed bubble. Did I say that word right? It looks like a time machine. It's like brand new. So I get in it. There's no backup camera. And I'm like, what the hell? I can't see behind me. I can't drive this thing. That was the first thing that happened. Because, you know, it's gigantic.
You're spoiled.
I'm spoiled rotten. So then I turn on the air conditioning and it does not blow ice cold to the point that you get, you know, frostbite on your fingertips when you try and see how cold it is. It's like nothing is as good as the vehicles today. They are so good. The turning radius is not as good. The power is not as good. It gets crap for gas mileage. It's a wonderful machine, but I got to tell you, I felt like an amputee trying to drive with my feet. You know what I mean? And it was just, I got to tell you, we are so spoiled with these newfangled, wonderful machines that we have that get 25 miles to the gallon with a gasoline engine, or 25 to 30. My brother has that Ecotec, the Ram with the Ecotec V6. He gets 30 miles to the gallon. I think this GMC with the Duramax inline will do 30 miles to the gallon too if you drive nice. But the power and the comfort and the safety and the efficiency and the cleanliness of how it runs down the road, and it's like, oh my God, what a difference. Even though this truck I'm driving is a time capsule, it's like brand new, it just doesn't hold a candle to today's newer vehicles. Everything now, about them, everything is better.
Now the GMC, that is the sister vehicle to the Chevy Silverado, correct?
The GMC AT4 is, yes, it's basically, but here's the deal. I always try and tell people there is a difference between GMC and Chevrolet. You will pay more right out of the gate for a GMC. They say that it's like professional, You know, like buy, if you buy, professional grade, if you buy a stove for your house versus a stove for a restaurant, they're both called a stove, but one is more a professional grade. So the GMC is supposed to be more of a professional grade. The window sticker on this thing, all said and done, by the way, $63,500 for a half ton truck. I know. So I'm in this little one ton dually beautiful four-wheel drive thing, like 10 grand. I think it's probably worth 15 because it's so perfect, but it's, I just don't want to have that much money in a truck because it's a work tool for me and I'm not driving on the road as much as I used to. It's just around town for dealing with some construction work that I'm doing. But I love both GMCs. I love the old 98. I loved everything about it. But man, when you put these two machines side by side, you really appreciate the amazing quality that all the automakers are putting into their vehicles from every single aspect of it. The glass is better. You know what I'm saying?
It's the safety, too.
Yeah.
You don't realize it because so many things now, safety-wise, are behind the scenes. But I'm telling you, just the structure and the build quality and, you know, the crash strength regulations, everything is just... It just makes a new car, makes you feel better, safer about driving it, for sure.
No question about it. All right, so one thing I want to say to the folks at General Motors, man, you guys, fantastic. What a wonderful machine. And to you consumers out there, you know, there are some deals on financing. Financing is the key. When you're spending $60,000 on a truck, you know, work hard to make sure you get the right financing. I'm about to finance something right now. Your credit unions can do amazing deals on financing. Don't forget about your credit unions. We'll take a little break. I want to talk about the Ford Ranger when we come back. BJ Colleen joining us. I'm Alan Taylor. Don't go anywhere.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
Well, this is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. BJ Colleen joining me. Talking trucks right now. The next vehicle that I had for a week was the Ford Ranger. The 2020 Ford Ranger Super Crew 4x4. And I got to tell you, it had a four-cylinder engine, and I did not know that it's only a four-cylinder under that hood. 2.3-liter EcoBoost engine made it to a 10-speed automatic transmission. BJ, if you don't lift the hood and if you don't look at this, like I'm looking at the Monroney right now, that window sticker, I was actually shocked that it was only a four-cylinder. You would have never guessed that that's all it was. They have such efficiency in that engine and transmission package, 10-speed automatic, and you just never know that it's got that small engine in it because it does everything you ask it to do, and it does it well. I really like it.
Without a doubt. It's a heck of a truck, you know. It's that EcoBoost engine. Yep. You know how good that is.
So this thing, the color of it, I have to tell you, was called Rapid Red Metallic. And it was absolutely beautiful. We would call this in the hot rodding world, candy apple red. You could actually reach your arm into the paint about up to your elbow. It was just that deep. It was beautiful. And I got to tell you, my wife drove this car also, this truck, I should say. She loved it. It's like, it's what's happening is that they're making these pickup trucks, these work trucks, so luxurious, so nice, that you don't mind not having a sedan anymore because you can do everything you need to do in this truck, including taking five people somewhere comfortably. And if you want to have, you know, your animals and you want to take them down to the beach and you have a little camper shell or a canopy on there, you can have them in the back, you know, if they get dirty and wet, or you could take them in the car with you. But interestingly, 24 on the highway, 20 in the city, and 22 combined, which is... That half-ton Sierra with the diesel gets better fuel economy, 26 on the highway, 24 combined. So here you have a bigger truck that gets better fuel economy than the smaller trucks. It used to be you buy a smaller truck so you can get some fuel economy. But I remember, and aren't you driving the Toyota right now?
Yeah, I'm actually got the Toyota Tacoma right now. So
I cannot wait for next week or whenever you get a chance to talk about this, because I remember thinking, you know, I'm going to buy a Toyota because I'm going to get some good fuel economy. And the fuel mileage was terrible, like 16 miles to the gallon on the highway. I was like, what is that? This is only a mid-sized truck or a small truck. We would, you know, call it a mini truck. But anyway, it's interesting to me that these don't get a little better fuel economy because they're lighter, but it does have a four-cylinder. I'd rather have the bigger engine and get better fuel economy, because this truck was $42,000, $42,805, almost $43,000.
Is the GMC you drove rear drive or all-wheel drive?
It was all-wheel. It was a four-wheel drive. Yes.
Four-wheel drive. Okay.
Both of these are, actually.
That does add weight to a vehicle. I know that, and it adds a complication and things like that. But you know that Ranger has got a really a whole nice list of off-road features. It's got the trail control and terrain management system and electronic locking rear axle. So if you go off-road, the Ranger is a very nice vehicle.
Yeah, no question. I remember when we did the ride and drive with Ford Motor Company last year or the year before. It's been so long now, but they had the Toyota Tacoma there, which was the kind of the last generation, and the Ford kind of kicked the butt for the Toyota, I got to tell you. So I hope this new Toyota that you're driving, is it the all-new and improved one?
No, it's
they
still
haven't.
The,
they still yeah. haven't. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Yeah. They're making a pile of money on that old chassis, that old platform.
Yes, they are. And you know what? I took it off-road, and I'll talk more about it next week, but it was more than capable of tackling the trails. It's just not as sophisticated systems as what Ford is offering on their vehicle.
Well, and that's the thing. I remember when they came out with anti-lock brakes, gosh, you know, sometime in the 90s when they started putting them in the trucks. And the first time I had to slam on the brakes to mishitting a cat running across the street, I thought I was squishing a baby pig under my foot. It was like, oink, oink, oink. And I was like, what is that? You know, I kept pushing because I didn't want to kill that cat. But it was like the weirdest thing in the world. And they've done away with all that. Nowadays, it's like seamless. When you smash on the gas pedal, those anti-lock mechanisms, they work very, very smoothly and seamlessly. And it doesn't scare you enough to take your foot off the brake pedal. Because you don't want to be scared to take your foot off the brake pedal when you're trying to stop. You know what I mean?
Agreed, 100%. Yeah, the systems are getting so sophisticated now. And it's kind of a shame, because I know we're headed toward autonomous driving, which means people won't enjoy the fun of driving their cars. So hopefully they'll let some of the old cars stick around.
Well, and I think, you know, what they're doing is, of course, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the show, they've decided not to have the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas in January, and which is kind of sad, because that's where all the automakers start showing all their new electronics. Like this little Ford Ranger has Sync 3. Okay, Sync is their infotainment system, and it's got Sirius XM satellite, all the stuff you want. But this also has with AppLink. So the more technology they put in the cars, the more people are going to go, you know what, I don't care. I'd rather surf Facebook or surf social media than drive anyway. And that's what's happening, is the next generation isn't going to care. You know, it becomes a real problem. So I don't know.
It's hard for those of us who are enthusiasts to watch this kind of go away, you know. But the good news is soon enough we'll all be dead, so we don't have to worry about it for the next generation,
you know,
right?
My dad's going to be 93, and in my hand I'm holding his big old fat magnifying glass to read this Monroney, because there's so much information. I thought, well, as he's going, you know, his direction, I'm right behind him. I'm like, hand me that magnifying glass before you go, you know, go to your grave or whatever. And I'm like right behind him, and my kids are like, Dad, you don't need that anymore. Just ask Siri what you want. You know, it's like, what? See what I mean? It's like, you know, every generation has something different that they're doing. But I really, really liked the Ford Ranger. I think it was a little spendy. Of course, this one had everything under the sun. I just was really impressed with both these trucks. I thought, well, no wonder they're not selling as many sedans and cars as they are SUVs and trucks, because these vehicles, these SUVs, crossovers, and trucks do everything you could possibly ever want, and then some. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and still do all the hauling and everything. So their trucks are, I've always loved trucks. Always wanted to own one. Never had a chance. Maybe someday I will.
Yeah, well,
it's on the list.
I will tell you, that 98 GMC that I have, it's taken some getting used to. And I, you know, I have a 73 Blazer, but that thing is so raw. It's like chunks of it fall off on the highway. So I'm usually laughing while I'm driving. It's kind of rusted out. But anyway, yeah, I love these new vehicles. But I'm afraid that they are dumbing me down just a little bit. You know, I don't have a backup camera. I don't have a beeper beeping. The side of the seat doesn't vibrate if I'm changing lanes inappropriately. Oh, my gosh. One more segment. I want to talk to you about the Consumer Electronics Show and SEMA and some of these trade shows, how we're going to deal with them. Life's changing, everybody. This is The Drive. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
And thanks to our friends at Brembo. Brembo Brakes, the choice of champions, and you can buy Brembo at buybrembo.com. www.buybrembo.com. BJ Colleen joining us. BJ, I got to tell you, we started talking about the Consumer Electronics Show. Earlier this week, we got the announcement that they've decided to completely call it off for 2021 because it's a January show.
Well, but they're still doing it virtually.
Well, so but that's like, what I was going to say. What is that virtual garbage? I mean, come on. Yeah. People don't want to go. I mean, okay, yes, we have no choice. We will go to their website as journalists and as people in the consumer electronics industry and the auto industry as well. We'll go and see, but it's not like going and touching and feeling and, dare I say, in Las Vegas, this is not the right thing to say, but pressing the flesh. Don't get me wrong. but right now, what happens in Vegas goes everywhere with you, evidently, just like in China. But the point is that it's just not the same. I don't care what anybody says. That just sucks. That's all there is to it.
It's sad because there are so many cool new technologies, and all you want to do is play with them. You want to try them out, and you want to try them on and everything, and now you can't even do that. And I don't care how cool people think virtual is. You're right. It's just not the same thing. It doesn't even come close.
Well, I remember like 3 years ago, I played ping pong on a ping pong table against a gigantic computer arm that had the ping pong paddle in its hand, and we had a intense game of ping pong. That is how fast the electronics work. And the only way you can really experience that is to go ahead and play ping pong against a machine. Now, of course, I whooped its little bony, scrawny little metal arm, but it's only because I'm an extremely handsome man and good ping pong player.
I'm sorry, was I not supposed to laugh at that?
You didn't think that was coming.
The day you beat a machine, Alan, I'd like to see that.
My good looks beat that machine. Anyway, yeah. You know, another thing, you were talking about the car you drove, the Lexus, right? And you were talking about the IS, I think it was what, the 350? IS 350 from Lexus, and that it was a bit long on the tooth, meaning that it was like, well, you know, if you don't know what that means, I don't know where you've been. Point
it's
is,
aging.
Yes, and how many different Lexus models are available? Some of these automakers, BMW is guilty of this, Mercedes is guilty of this. It's like you got to kind of, you know, stop offering too many things. You're killing yourself.
I completely agree. It's out of control. BMW's out of control. And even Audi's got their share of too many models. And Lexus have 9 models of the IS. Again, it's all getting out of hand. And I think because of what's going on in the industry and everybody's trying to save money, Mercedes, believe it or not, actually said that they're going to cut back on some of their models. because, you know, it takes a lot to make models that maybe aren't going to be top sellers. So what we've heard is the sources are saying that anything like the C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, and CLS with two-door, so coupe version, are pretty much going to be cut because we know the market for sedans is going away. But even more, people want four doors. They want the capability of four doors. So the coupes are kind of going away, which is kind of tough. And they may even, apparently, the next generation S-Class maybe won't even have a convertible model. So it's just crazy. And, you know, Mercedes is out of control with how many models they have. And honestly, we've all commented, the whole industry's commented that their quality has dropped a little bit because they're trying to build as many models as Ford is. You know, before, Mercedes were great because they were building 200-300 a month. You know, it wasn't a lot. But now they're caught up in what everybody else is. So I think by reducing models will also help improve their quality.
Well, it's funny because I don't know what it was. I guess last week or the week before, Carl Brower was on the show. And we were talking about this Mercedes I was driving, and he was driving a Mercedes too. And I said, I don't know how to say this. I'm not in love with this thing. I mean, you should be. It was an AMG, and it was a, you know, it was a coupe, kind of a SUV kind of a thing that we didn't really know what it was. Motor Trend did a big story on all this kind of stuff, too. It's like, have they gone too far? Have they jumped the shark, so to speak? Gosh, well, BJ, thank you for spending a whole hour. Oh, my gosh, we've done a whole hour.
It went so fast because I'm not dealing
with stuff. It's good stuff. Thanks to GMC for letting me drive their Sierra. Thanks to Ford Motor Company for letting me drive the new Ford Ranger. And Lexus, thank you for letting BJ drive the Lexus IS350. We got another hour to go, and then I'm going to go jump on my tractor and tear up my field. Thank you, BJ.
Thank you.
All right, and my tractor is my joy right now. Total. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. Little lover boy. Yeah, I love my little,
so long and lean. You mess with her, you see him. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And my next guest up, the show brought to you in part by Josh. Domestic, not domesticated. You're like Dodge, Josh. How you doing, Josh? Josh Hancock, everybody. The Hollywood car consultant. The man and all the film and television that they used to be able to create that matched the car with the character. And now he's got a sign that says, "Will wash your car for food."
Yeah, because the pencils don't sell for enough money.
Right. What is going on in Hollywood? Is it loosened up at all yet?
No. I will say this, that any given day in Hollywood, there are 350 to 500 productions shooting. That's both in the studio gates and out on location.
Wow.
So 350 to 500. Right now, there are six.
Oh, wow.
So if you let that sink in a little bit, every time something gets ready to prep, things aren't even prepping. There might be a handful of things that are prepping, but that doesn't mean anything because there's no start date, really.
I heard that they're going to do a remake of The Boy in the Bubble, but it's going to be the crew in the bubble. It's about how the boy got out of the bubble, but then the
crew.
There
we go. Boy, that wasn't even low-hanging fruit. It's just not fruit you'd go after. There's all kinds of creativity when you speak about the bubbles. Warner Brothers has developed these little plexiglass pods that people are in. You know, there's the unions have created a white paper on how things should go back. Paul Reddit, and there's Zone 1 and Zone 2 and Zone 3. And, you know, the actors are in Zone 1 with only a few people. And you have all these people watching the action so they can step in and make adjustments, hair and makeup, props, etc. Well, when those people can't be, it just slows everything down.
Right.
And so they a plexiglass little pod so those people can be watching inside it. Yeah. I don't know how that's working out.
What a bizarre thing. I mean, such a strange year in the history of the world, you know? I don't know.
It's been a very, very odd situation. And I will also say this, now that we're talking about Hollywood and relating it to automobiles, what I'm hearing is that they are adjusting the scripts to get rid of a lot of driving and a lot of car scenes because they don't want to go out and shoot them.
Really?
So for Spider-Man, for example, which normally huge car pileups and the whole thing, they're going to shoot the next Spider-Man in Atlanta. And that 250 car pileup that they would have had, they're now beefing up the back lot at Pinewood Studios. And, you know, every studio has a back lot. You've been there. It can look like a street in New York. It can look like whatever you want it to look like.
Right.
They will be using those back lots for the car scenes instead of being out and live.
Well, I remember when they were making Terminator, I had come back from a automotive event and gotten into Los Angeles, LAX, really late. And I went to go find my favorite Motel 6 or whatever I could get for $49. And I went into El Segundo, and under the freeway, I think it's the 105 that comes in kind of the backside of L.A., they were shooting scenes from Terminator. Not Terminator. What's the one? What was it? No. What is the one where the thing? Did I say the name of it a minute ago? I'm having dementia right now. Total dementia. Whatever the movie. Whatever the Transformers. That's what it was.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, they were shooting scenes from that. You know what? I better take a break because I don't even remember what I was talking about. Anyway, it was interesting. I think the heat's getting to my head. Anyway, All right, don't go anywhere.
Ginkgo biloba break.
Get my ginkgo biloba. Okay, they're bringing it. We'll take a break. Ay, 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 caramba. It is The Drive. We'll be right back. A minute or two to put you on to some game. You got a boy like him, a man like me,
and that's just not the same. Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Well, this is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Man, those ginkgo biloba things are delicious. I don't think you're supposed to eat like a dozen of them at a time, but they kind of, you know, the cherry flavor, they're wonderful. I remember what I was talking about and who I was talking to, Larry Schwenzelheimer. Larry, thank you again. And we're talking dog grooming here. What do you do when you get a mat in the dog's rear end area that just won't come out? Larry?
Well,
there?
First off, Mortimer, it's great to be here. Yeah.
Josh Hancock, I know who you are. So what do you got car-wise to talk about, Josh?
You and BJ were kind of touching on this Mercedes-Benz pullback in the United States. You know, it's a lot more significant than you guys mentioned, people think. I mean, they have put on hold all manufacturing in North America, number one.
Wow.
And they may not return to production in North America, which is a huge statement. Number two, and I think is staggering, yesterday they released the fact that they are cutting from their lineup all coupes and convertibles.
What? Wait a minute.
Now think about that just for a minute, and let's think about all those cars, because you're a convertible guy. As a matter of fact, you're driving one right now.
Yes.
And so you have C-Class, you have E-Class. Now, C-Class and E-Class both have coupes and convertibles. Then you have S-Class coupe and convertible. And the thing about these cars for Mercedes-Benz was these are a bit like halo cars. I mean, all of them are available as A models. And the transaction value on those cars is very high. They may be making a lot of deals on the E-Class sedans and the C-Class sedans, but when it comes to an S-Class convertible, they're getting, you know, the transaction value is very high. So I see this for the dealers as a bigger problem than for the manufacturer, actually.
Well, I see it as a bigger problem for the consumer and enthusiast that wants a nice new Mercedes convertible than I do for anybody else, because, well, here's what's going to happen. The ripple effect that all of the used coupes and convertibles are going to hold their value better because people are going to have to keep what they have or buy something used.
Yeah, I mean, in Southern California, you know, you drive around here, you see a lot of Mercedes convertibles. Now, we haven't even touched on the SL, which is a storied model for them. That car basically goes away.
Wow.
And then you've got the AMG, correct? AMG GT.
Right.
And the AMG GT now comes in a four-door, but there's no way they'll still build that car. It's too much of a niche car.
You know what they did is they had too many, and that's what BJ and I were talking about, companies like BMW and Lexus, because she was talking about the Lexus IS, whatever it was. And there's like nine different models. It's like they made too many. And look at, I hate for a moment. Let's look at Dodge for a second. They've been making this Dodge Challenger for like 15 years now, whatever it is, 14, whatever it is. And they keep on kind of making kind of cooler and better and more powerful versions of it, and Demons and Red Eyes and all these different, you know, 392s and all these different things, but it's the same car. They didn't start trying to make 12 different versions of it, a station wagon Challenger and a minivan Challenger. They just keep on doing what they do and do it well and keep on making it better and better and better. I think it's brilliant. Mercedes is like got too many things going on. Now, what'll happen? Here's my opinion. What'll happen is, yes, these things will go away for a couple of years till the country recovers, till our world recovers. And then they'll bring them back with the all new fangled whatever it is. So listen, when times get tough, the tough get going. And they're looking at it going, look, times are tough, so we're going to have to cut some of these things. Happens.
Okay. All right. First off, I'm going to need you to calm down.
Right.
Secondly, I agree with you.
Oh, wait. No. Whoa. I got to cut him off right there. Did you hear him agree with me? Did you hear him agree with me? I'm going to just let that hang. I might even cut it and replay it again. Josh Hancock agreed with me. I got to go get a cigarette. We'll be right back.
Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Don't miss the latest auto news, videos, and real-world reviews. Find us online at TheDriveWithAlanTaylor.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
No, go get me a whole pack of cigarettes. One was not enough. I don't even smoke. My gosh, Josh Hancock agreed with me. I'm Alan Taylor. Josh Hancock, are you there? Did you hang up? You still there?
Two words. Yeah. Fake news.
Sorry. I got a recording.
When I talked to the engineer in a race, this will all just be a fleeting memory.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what. I'm taking this audio clip and I'm making it my ringtone, just so you know. Oh, my gosh. It's too good. I agree with you. Okay, I got it.
So whatever it is that I said, yeah. Because it's almost like when you looked at GM and Ford and they started to have too many models and everyone was complaining that they were just too many cars. You know, that was years ago and they trimmed it all down.
Right.
And then we went into the era where we lost every American convertible being made.
Well,
if you remember.
Yeah, they were talking about not making convertibles at all and everybody started panicking. And that didn't last very long, you know.
No. And now you've got a pretty good selection and the Mustang sells like crazy.
Yep. By the way, I should announce right here and now, I just signed the paperwork on my 2020 Mustang GT.
Oh, GT500. You got it.
Thank you, Mustang GT500. I'm actually looking at your name in the Hollywood Car Consultant, and it distracted me because I was writing, I agree with you, to make sure that I clip this out and make it my ringtone. So, yes, let me just say that again. A GT500. Now, I will tell you, I'm not done. I have other cars to buy. I'm done with the Toyota Supra. It didn't ignite the flame that burns for my desire and my love for cars. It's a really nice car, but it just somehow it missed it for me because it was just sitting in the garage. And so I'm like, all right, look, I've had it for, I don't know,
that 10 months.
That
says everything if it's in the garage.
Well, it was in the garage and I wasn't driving it. And it was, and my wife's like, why do you have that? And I'm like, I don't know. And when I couldn't answer her, I'm like, I don't know. I promise. We'll get rid of it. So anyway, it's a wonderful car. I'm thinking about taking it to Barrett Jackson. Hey, by the way, Barrett Jackson just announced that they're going to do Barrett Jackson in January. Now, I didn't read the whole thing. I don't know for sure, but sounds like they're going to be doing Barrett Jackson at Westworld again in January.
Well, look, one of their biggest competitors has been very successful in live auctions, and that's Meekum's done too.
I agree with you.
And their transaction prices are huge, and I think it's just the same reason why the dealerships are busy, at least non-high premium dealerships are busy right now because there's pent up demand.
Hey, let me tell you about this demand. You know, I had a Ram diesel crew cab dually. Four-wheel drive. I bought it in December of 2017. It was a 2017 used truck with only 3,000 miles, right? So it was like brand new. I bought it in 17, and I just sold it earlier this week for the same thing I paid for it for 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And the reason why is because I sold it to the same dealer I bought it from. So the reason is the Dodge dealer, I guess you want to call it, because they have Dodge, they have Jeep, they have Ram. They are not getting enough new vehicles because of the fact that there is a disruption in the supply chain for, you know, if you don't have a rear view mirror, a sun visor or one little knickknack, you can't ship the vehicle. So there it sits. So the used car market is hot right now. I got to tell you, interesting.
the dealerships are very busy. Their biggest problem is inventory. I've had two people come to me for F-250s and they wanted them loaded. And, you know, there's just not enough around. And so that is bring up the prices, even though people don't know you own that truck or the price would down.
Right.
If they'd known it was an Alan Taylor vehicle.
Hey, what do you make? What do you make of the value of the T-Birds? Josh and I both have these 2002 Thunderbirds, the newer ones.
I watch them very closely, and mine is low, which is a heritage color, and it's the least produced heritage color.
Yellow.
So
yes.
I was happy to see on Bring a Trailer the last one that went off. Now, granted, it had like 8,000 miles on it. It went for $21,000.
Wow.
That's a really good number.
You talked about Bring a Trailer. B-A-T. Yeah. Bring a Trailer. This is like an auction website where really fancy, hard-to-find cars are being sold. It really was becoming an elite website for the collector car marketplace. And my son tried to put... Actually, I tried to put a car on there, too, and it got kickbacks. Like, nope, not what we're looking for. Thank you very much. So I told my son, yes. I told my son, I said, you know, you have that little BMW 2002, 1976 2002, not a TII, but a little 2002 BMW. Original paint, original condition, very nice. And
how many miles?
Oh, you know, 125,000, whatever. But it was an original orange, that really fancy orange that everybody loves this
burnt
color.
Orange.
Whatever it is. And it was really a nice car. In photos, it looked way better because, you know, never buy a car just on photos. But it looked perfect. Upon further inspection, you could see that it, you know, it needed a little bit of help. But hold on a second. I'll tell you the rest of the story about Bring a Trailer.
On the edge of my seat.
You're going to be, because you're not going to believe who bought them. I'll tell you on the other side. Okay. You're listening to The Drive. Don't go anywhere.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Well, I was telling an amazing story, and I got cut off. I got run over by a commercial break. My apologies. Josh Hancock joining us, joshcar.com, Hollywood Insider. Josh, I was talking about Bring a Trailer, B-A-T, Bring a Trailer.
Yes.
So my son...
You're talking about a BMW,
yes.
2002, 1976.
Thank you.
Burnt orange.
Unbelievable you were listening. You were unbelievable. I can't even believe... Because normally...
Unusual.
Normally, because of whatever drug use you've had, you forget everything during the commercial break.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Anyway. No, but so they kicked it out. They wouldn't take it. But let me tell you who bought B-A-T. You ready for this? Because you don't know, obviously, because you'd go, I know who bought them. You're not even going to believe this. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
The owners of Car and Driver and Road and Track, Hearst Publishing.
No.
Yes. This happened like a month ago. Yes.
Wow.
I know. It's pretty interesting, isn't it?
That is big news.
Yeah. So, but it's not, you know, it's not easy to get on. It's not easy to just to put anything on there for sale. And I think it's smart.
They do a good job. Let's face it.
Yeah, they do.
The site is very clean. The cars are very desirable.
But the funny thing is, it's like, an oxymoron, because you don't need to bring a trailer for any of those cars. You know what I mean? It's like, it used to be, you know, here's some junk for sale. Bring a trailer. So that's
so I just saw, as a matter of fact, on Bring a Trailer, I just saw a 2002 TII go off, and it was a pretty nice car, all original, and it didn't bring much money. I was so surprised.
Like how much? Like not much, like 30?
No, like 20, 19 or 20.
Yeah, you know what? It must have been a bad restoration or something. That's all I
would have thought that car would have brought 30 because 2002s do really well. Yeah. You know, it was a great car.
Yeah.
And the people who want them and want them, I mean, you can do very little to them and have just such a great driver. It's not even funny.
Let me ask you, because I know that you're kind of an exotic car kind of guy, but this is like right on the edge of exotic. 2012 BMW M6 with the V10, right? It had 100,000 miles. What should that car be worth? I mean, that is a monster of a car. An M6. Wait a minute. Convertible.
Here's the problem with the car. It's like when people call me and they go, oh, my God, there's a Rolls Royce for $25,000, and it's in great shape, and it's, you know, a silver cloud or whatever. And I'm like, well, it's because instantly you're going to spend $25,000.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
You know, with the Rolls Royce, it's the mineral suspension system and all those washers and gaskets. And so the M6 with 100,000 miles on it, you know, a service on that car to make sure it's okay could be between $10,000 and $20,000.
Oh, come on! I don't know. When your refrigerator's not working and the mayonnaise goes bad and you eat the bologna sandwich, it messes with your brain, Josh. Really does. Somebody's got to tell you.
I'd like to refer back to the fact that you just called a refrigerator a frigerator.
When the fridge ain't on the cahoots. All right. So you were going to tell me about something. Hold on. You said something about electric cars
I said that General Motors has released a rendering of their new Hummer truck, which is all electric.
Right. Hummer truck.
Yep. Quite handsome.
Yep.
And they're reviving the Hummer name, which will be sold through as a GMC submodel.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
And it's talking about it as, I didn't realize this, there will also be an SUV.
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Listen.
End of 21 as a 22 model.
They got to do something. And I don't think it's a bad idea, because with all these Rivian and Tesla and all these electric car companies, Hummer, we know that General Motors knows how to make electric vehicles. We know that they know how to make trucks. We know that they can build ventilators for the hospital. They can make whatever you want. So they might as well jump into the electric machine game. And Hummer's kind of a cool name.
Yeah, I think the use of the Hummer brand is very clever, because they need it. I mean, they are really, I love how I'm reading it in the automotive. General Motors is so concerned about the number of orders for Bronco, the new Bronco.
I know.
Which we just saw. You know, if you didn't put in a $100 reservation, you're not going to get one in 2021.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm gonna try and prove that's not true.
Well, no. But my point is that what we're saying is they are going to make, I think the original projection was 125,000 to 150 vehicles if things went well. That means that they've got $100,000.
Yeah.
Orders.
Yep. So,
and I don't doubt it at all.
I believe that I would wait a year or so to let all the aftermarket people catch up with the cool flares and different things they're going to do. And I'm just thinking that I would rather buy the 392 Jeep Wrangler, maybe a Wrangler or Gladiator when they finally announce they're going to do that, because I have to think they will. Nice big wheelie popping V8.
That's such a Highlander thing to do.
I know it. All right. Well, thank you, Josh. I'm playing this song because why can't we be friends? That's all I want to know.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan.
All right. JoshCar.com.
I agreed with you today.
You did? Oh, well, we are friends. Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel completed. We'll take a break. That's Josh Hancock, joshcar.com. We'll be right back.
I remembered you when you drank my wine.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Well, who calls in right now in the middle of the show, kind of toward the end, but Lauren Fix, the car coach. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just had Josh Hancock agreed with me today, and he admitted I was right about something, and so I'm a little bit on a high. Smoked my first cigarette today. Just because, you know, that's how it is. But
no way.
No, I didn't.
Really?
I go, give me a cigarette.
People always laugh at me.
So I see that you have been talking about a lot in social media. You've been on the news. You've been on television. First of all, you and me lost a friend, Regis Philbin. Isn't that sad?
I know. It's so sad. He was such a fun guy.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, I was shocked out of all the people. I mean, we also lost Herman Cain, a Republican.
I know that was,
you know,
unreal.
Coronavirus, 74 years old, but he was a stage 4 cancer survivor. So, you know, that's, I'm telling you, people, you really got to be healthy right now because this nasty virus thing, it attacks your weak spot. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. But I don't think Regis died from that. I think they said natural causes, but I was surprised because he was such a virile man, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, he was. I mean, look at all the things that he's accomplished in his life. That's pretty cool.
I know it. So what, out of all the things that you've been talking about lately, what bubbles to the surface that you want to tell the world about?
Oh, well, a lot of interesting cars coming out. You know, everyone's saying, oh, electric cars. No one's buying them. And what do I get delivered to me? Is I get an LC500 convertible. It's like 471 horsepower. It was really funny. I kind of chuckled to myself thinking, now, this is not a hybrid. This is a real V8 engine, naturally aspirated. Like, yes, like Tim Allen would say.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So wait a minute. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to picture this LC500 Lexus.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, you said LC. There's so many.
The regular LC500, but this is a convertible.
Right. But there's so many different acronyms for all the. If you don't say Lexus, it could have been a Mercedes LC500, but it'd be a CL500. You see what I'm saying? It's like, oh my gosh.
These three-letter acronyms are ridiculous. And then, of course, you think, well, certain brands like Kia, they use names. No, they just got rid of the Optima and they're calling it a K5. Why are you making this more complicated?
I know.
Confuses the consumer.
I know. Well, and then when I, you know, Kia, when they came out with the K900, I go, K9, dog. You know, that's how my brain works.
Yeah.
And they go, no, K900.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah, right. The K900. And they haven't sold well. But, you know, you'll know if the K5 is the global name for Optima.
Right.
So,
but
there's a lot of interesting cars that are out and about now, and it's funny to watch why, like I said, why everyone's thinking, oh, electric cars, how many cars are coming with more horsepower? I mean, look at Chrysler. We're going to come up with more horsepower. We're going to put an 800 horsepower Durango on the road.
I know.
I'm surprised you don't have one of those coming.
Oh, no, I just got done saying, you know, everybody's talking about the Bronco. They're going to be so hard to find. And I thought, you know what? I'd rather have a big V8 Wrangler. Or a Cherokee. Cherokee. What's the other one? Because they already make the Cherokee. No, they don't make the Cherokee. They make the Grand Cherokee.
Trailhawk. You're talking about the Trailhawk?
No, the Gladiator,
that's
the truck. I would love to see
that. Oh, the Gladiator,
yeah. I have to imagine they'll do that. What do you think with the V8?
I think they're going to because they have to step it up because Ford is now basically entering their territory. And if you're going to do that, then they have to step up the game and
game
say, well,
on.
Wait, they're not putting in a V8. We are. That's We're going right. with power.
You know what? Yeah. And I got to say it. I will take a V8 any day of the week over a V6. One of the main reasons you could say, well, they both have 600 horsepower. And I'm like, okay, just fire that one up over there with 8 cylinders and fire that one up over there with 6 cylinders. And you're going to go, I'll take that one, the one with the V8, because it just sounds so good. You
it's
know,
it's the emotion.
Yes.
It's the emotion you get from it. You know, it's
the sizzle or the steak.
It makes your
right?
heart pump. It makes your blood get excited, you know?
Yep. So I would say that I would buy a Bronco. I like the new Bronco from what I've seen. I don't know till I drive it, but I still am going to, you know, the power of the machine is what lights my fire. I was saying to Josh, I have the Supra, and I like the new Supra. It's a 2020 black Supra.
I like the Supra.
I do too. But you know what? It does.
You bought one? Oh, that's right. You did buy one.
And it sits in the garage, and it just doesn't light my fire. So to me, I got to have a car that talks to me just, you know, through the mechanical nature of it, the sound of it, the way it steers and feels. This car, like, I don't know about this LC500 Lexus you're driving, but it's Lexus has a problem that they make their cars a little bit sterile to drive. They almost drive themselves, you know?
Yeah, but doesn't do it for me either. I mean, that's why in my garage I have a Shelby GT500.
Yes,
a 2020.
Hey, by the way,
it's all loaded with carbon. Yeah.
I just told Josh, I just signed the paperwork. I got a black on black GT500 Shelby. It's being delivered.
You did.
Yeah, being delivered directly to Shelby to get something special. I cannot unmentionable done to it. And they're delivering it straight from Ford Motor Company to Shelby. And it says special order right on my window sticker. So serial number 8.
Cool. Yes. That's awesome.
I know. You and I will have to have
number?
A little 8. I know. It's the same.
Eight.
It's the same serial number Dodge Demon that I had. Serial number 8. How often does that happen in a lifetime? It doesn't.
I don't know. You got to buy the car if someone calls you with that information.
I know. I did.
That's
so
awesome.
I'll take it.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see it. Yep. I'm not modifying mine because it matches the same serial number as my Ford GT, so that I'm not going to play with it.
Oh, my God.
Never know. Maybe someone will back up a trailer or dump off some cash.
This woman has a Ford GT, the new one, and a Ford GT500, the new one. I don't know how you do it, Lauren Fix.
I like my toys.
Yes, you do.
Well, you got your toys, too.
Well,
we just have different
toys. Well, you know, we have similar toys now that we both have GT500s. Stay with
us. I love it. I tell you, it's one of the best cars I've driven in a long time.
I can't wait. Where do you want people to find you? We got one more segment with you, but LaurenFix.com?
Yeah.
Or Car Coach?
Car Coach Report.
Car Coach Report.
Or Lauren Fix on any form of social media. Yep.
All right. Yeah, this gal knows her stuff. You'll see her on the news on Fox and on the Weather Channel and CNN over here and there and everywhere. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more Lauren Fix. This is The Drive. Don't go anywhere.
Tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Thank you to the people at Subaru for sponsoring the show. Also brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions, and Dodge, domestic, not domesticated. Our last segment with Lauren Fix, the last segment of the show. Then I'm going to go play with my my cars. Of course, what else would I do, right? Lauren, so my nephew comes over the other day, and he's got this clapped out Ford
but
what was it? It was I don't know, just some low line Ford. I was gonna say Escort, but they don't make Escorts anymore. Anyway, it was about a 4 or 5 year old car, and it looked like it had been a rental car that they did Days of Thunder with. You know what I mean? It had dents, and the wheels were just chewed up. And he goes, "It's only 2.9% for 72 months, and the payment's under $200." And I go, "Wait a minute, so." What's the price of the car? I don't know, but it's 2.9% for 72 months and the payment's under $200. Like, I go, dude, you're paying like 12 grand. This car's worth like 6 grand. You're paying twice as much as you need to because you're buying a payment instead of a car. And I saw you on Facebook with that face you made like, wow, people are getting 0% interest. Great, by the way, great post. And so let's talk about that 0% interest. You're paying something for it, so don't you worry about it, right, Lauren?
Oh, no, everything costs you money. Listen, nothing in life is free, not even love.
No! So,
well, we all know that.
That's right.
But, you know, it's funny. So people go into dealerships, and they want new cars, and there's some incentives, but they're not great. And the reason for that is when COVID happened, they weren't producing cars. Now they're back to producing them, but they're coming in kind of slowly because if there's parts missing, you can't ship the car.
Right.
So right now we've got over 1 million cars coming in off of lease, 2-3 year old cars.
Woo.
And you know, it's a lot. So there's a lot of used cars. So now the dealers are like, well, wait a minute. Manufacturers are saying, let's get rid of these things, do a 0% financing. But when you look at the numbers, you will see it's not always a great deal, especially these deferred payments. Well, there's no payments for the first 6 months. Don't worry. It's been added into the payment. You're paying for the whole thing.
That's right.
And usually there's some sort of interest put into that. You got to be careful.
Yeah, it's carrying charges. You're paying that money one way or another. As a matter of fact, for example, this car that I'm buying right now, this 2020 Shelby GT500, she said, do you want to defer payments for 90 days? Because I told her I'm going to be selling this Supra, right? And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. She goes, so it's like $6 a month extra for 72 months. So, yes, I'm paying those payments, you know. So listen, when you can get 0% interest, that's a pretty good deal. It's hard to beat the 0% interest. But you got to make sure that you look at what you're paying for the car. And if you're leasing the car or buying the car, people are like, why should I buy a car when I can just lease? I go, because you're never going to own anything. If you don't buy it, you'll never own it. You're going to make payments till you're 96 years old. 3 years after you're dead, you'll still be making payments, you know?
Yeah. Well, you also have to be careful with these lease payments, because when you do the leasing numbers, if you actually put it into like a financial calculator, you'll see that's like 14.3% on average of the total cost to lease a car. It's like a rental. So you're paying 14%, you know, over the time. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
You know, if you can afford to pay cash and it's a used car, okay. But in reality, most of us don't have that kind of cash lying around, so we finance.
Right.
But just be careful to read the numbers. I always say, with the big print giveth, the small print taketh away.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one. What the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. That's a good one. So tell the world about Lauren Fix just a little bit. You are on the Car of the Year, the North American Car of the Year. What are you there?
I was the president. I'm now the emeritus, I believe they say, or emeritus, whatever it is from past. But in reality, I've been on the board for the North American Car, Truck, and Utility Vehicle of the Year for 4 years.
Wow.
I'm passing it on to other people. But I work in the auto industry. It's going to be 40 years of racing this year.
Dude!
This year is my 40th season of racing, and I haven't been on the track because of COVID.
Oh, I know, right? So are they going to be able
to... I've been in this business a long time.
Are they going to be able to do the judging of all the cars? Because I've been talking to some of the other jurors, and they're not being able to get all the cars, right?
I guess it depends where you live. I mean, I'm in Buffalo, and they've been delivering cars to me.
Yeah.
Some jurors are struggling to get, depends where you live. But we're trying to have a gathering in Detroit like we typically do in October to drive everything you haven't driven. I'm going. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going.
Right.
I'm not afraid of anything. So, but as far as, you know, getting people the cars, you're going to have to, because otherwise, how do you judge? You can't judge it if you don't drive it.
That's right.
And if you don't judge, you're not on the jury. So you can't be the judge and the jury. There you go.
That's too funny.
But, well, so there's a lot of cool cars coming out. So, you know, every manufacturer's putting out neat products. So,
all right. Well,
you're looking for good stuff.
Again, carcoachreport.com.
Yep, carcoachreports.com. I have a brand new website, and we've got some new contributors, so check it out.
Awesome. That's Lauren Fix, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor. I'm going to go play with my cars. See you next week.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.